And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned in again to the broadcast this week, and we're going to pick things up here in John chapter 5, verse number 25. Let's read from there. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. The Lord telling about salvation, hearing the word of the Lord, hearing the voice of the Son of God. Do you hear his voice? Do you hear him telling you about your need and your sin and your wickedness before him? Do you hear him telling of the coming damnation that is due you because of your sin? That's the way that it is for all sinners. And do you hear his voice saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Do you hear the voice of the Son of God? Because they that hear shall live. He says in verse 26, for as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Okay, that's a reiteration of what we saw down here in verse number 21. The Father raiseth up and quickeneth the dead, so the Son of Man quickens or makes alive who he will. Back in verse 26, for as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. The Son of Man, one of the names of the Lord Jesus Christ, a very important name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the representative of God for men before God. I know that might be tricky to listen to and hear, but he is the representative of God for men before God. He is the representative of men before God. That the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of Man. He became a man so that he might be a Savior for men and also might be the judge of men. He is the Savior. He is the one that those that appear at the great white throne judgment of God, Jesus Christ there being the judge in that day, the men that have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior will stand before the Savior in judgment. He says here, because he's given him authority to execute judgment. Why? Because he is the representative of man, God's representative of man, the Son of Man. Verse 28, now the Lord Jesus Christ is going to make a segue. He's segueing from speaking about salvation, and now he's moving into speaking about this judgment further. He's mentioned this earlier in this passage, that the Father has committed judgment unto the Son, that he might be honored. And the Lord is told about salvation, the reason that he came first. That is preeminent on the heart and on the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ, is the salvation of sinners, the salvation of men, the salvation of his people. That's the reason he mentions that first, and the life that he has, that life is in him. And as John wrote in the first chapter of this book, that he is life, he is the light, he is the Word of God. But now the Lord Jesus Christ is going to elaborate and expound more upon this judgment. In verse number 28, he says, marvel not at this. Don't marvel about sinners being saved and sinners hearing the voice of the Son of God and being made alive in the salvation of the soul. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which that all are in the grave shall hear his voice. Every sinner that has been placed in a grave, every sinner that has died and whose body has maybe been burned and scattered, ashes scattered across the oceans or the mountains or wherever, every sinner that whose body has gone from living and has died and that body has returned back to the dust, as the Lord tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes, he says, those that are in a grave, all that hear that all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. What? Not only is there a hearing and salvation by sinners that are saved, but there is a hearing that will be heard by every man, woman, boy, or girl that has ever lived and passed from this life. Listen to what he says. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, the Son of Man's voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Two resurrections that Jesus tells about, and he says he's going to bring everybody, every soul that has ever lived, they're going to be brought to one of the other of those resurrections. He says they're going to come forth. They're going to hear his voice. They're going to come forth, verse 29, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life. Oh, does that give you hope that you can do good enough to be called to the resurrection of life? No, that's not what the Lord is speaking about. That would be in just taking it, they that have done good, if we take that to mean the good works of men, that's not what the Lord's talking about. That would contradict so many other scriptures that are there. The only way that we can be good is through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ said, unless your righteousnesses exceed the righteousnesses of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. We saw it here in John chapter 3, where the Lord Jesus Christ said, except ye be born again, you can't see the kingdom of heaven. Except you're born again, you can't enter into the kingdom of heaven. This good that is being spoken about here is the goodness, those that have received Christ, those that have been saved by him, they have done good in Christ. Christ has done, worked good in them. They shall come forth when they hear his voice to the resurrection of life. There's coming a resurrection one day, a rapture of the saints, as we believe the scripture bears out, that Jesus Christ himself will come in the clouds and with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, as it tells us in the book of Thessalonians, that Jesus will come in the clouds for his people. Those that are there in the graves will be brought forth first, and we which are alive and remain will be caught up into the clouds to be with the Lord forevermore. John tells us that when we see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, and we'll have a body like unto his. We don't understand how it's all going to be, but we know it's going to be so. The resurrection of life. There will be those other saints that will die even during time of tribulation. Those saints that are on the earth up until rapture of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we refer to it, and the resurrection there, those saints will be caught up to be with the Lord. Those that are dead, as I've mentioned, and those that are alive will be caught up to be with him. Those saints that will die during that next 7 years, the Lord will bring them to be with him in a resurrection of life. He will do so. But it says here in verse number 29, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Those that have rejected Christ, those that have said, no, I want to do things my way. I want to do things my way. I want to live my life my way. Understand, folks, that a life without Jesus Christ, on Jesus Christ's terms, will yield an eternity without Jesus Christ on God's terms. A life without Jesus Christ on this earth, a life without him on his terms, will yield an eternity without him on his terms. But a life in this life on the Lord's terms will yield eternal life in glory in the Lord Jesus Christ's terms. A life with him in this life will yield a life with him on his terms in the life to come. He says here, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Which resurrection will you be brought to? If the answer to that question is relative to anything that you have done, then I tell you what, you need to consider about your soul and salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. But if your answer is that the Lord Jesus Christ came for you and lived for you and suffered for you and bled for you and died for you and was buried for you and rose again from the dead for you, that Jesus did that for you because he loved you, not us. Not a wholesale salvation, but a particular, an individual salvation, that you know that Jesus did that for you, that you know that Jesus knows you. You know him and he knows you. Then you won't be at that resurrection of damnation and shall come forth. The Lord says in verse 28, marvel not at this, at salvation, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, those that have been saved, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Which resurrection will you be called forth unto? Verse 30, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just. The Lord Jesus Christ's judgment is perfect. It's pure. It's right. It will seek out the truth, and it will be carried out based on truth. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Oh, what an example to the Lord's people. We don't need to seek out what we think is right. We don't need to seek out and do and pursue what we believe we should do. The world and the way of mankind is such an attitude and way of freelance, isn't it? We justify ourselves and we justify our actions. We justify what it is that we do, saying that we know best. But the Lord Jesus Christ says, my judgment is just because I don't seek my own will, but I seek the will of the Father which has sent me. And that's an example to each and every one of us that the Lord has saved, that we need to seek the will of the Father, not our own will. The Lord Jesus Christ, being perfect, being God, yet sought the will of his Father. And we, as the Lord's people, we need to seek the will of our Heavenly Father. We need to lead a life that always points to Christ, that points to God, that doesn't build a legacy for ourselves, but that points to the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done in us. It says over here in John chapter 3, for everyone, in verse number 20, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved, or he be got onto by the word of the Lord. But it says in John chapter 3, verse 21, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought, or that they are worked in God. God's working in this saved sinner. God's working in me. It's not about heaping up glory and prestige and accolades of men to myself, but that we, as the Lord's people that have been saved by the Lord, like the Lord Jesus Christ, that we seek to honor and glorify the Father, that we seek to honor and glorify our great God and King. Well, I see that our time has passed. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.